Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach. Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection for what he did last season on Nike's prestigious EYBL and Silver Wave Media's Top 100 Most Influential in Men's College Basketball. We're grateful to have him join us every Wednesday around this time. He does so from Houston. Make sure you're following Coach on social media, on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. As I mentioned, he's in Houston. Last night in Houston was the McDonald's All-American game, and it is my understanding, Coach Hurd, that you had two guys, right? Darion Reed and Jaden Quaintance last night. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Yeah, we had two in there. Very exciting game. Quaintance is going to Kentucky, and Darion is going to Alabama. So we had the two SEC guys there, and they worked their butts off, and pretty cool story.
Tell me about Darion to Alabama. Right? His recruitment changed, right, Coach? And then yeah. Obviously what Nate Oates is getting down there. Because they had a couple. Yeah. Doesn't Alabama have a couple of them? Several out of that game, or it felt like a handful out of that game last night.
Alabama might have had three. I know three. They got Darion teammate. So they got two.
Okay.
His teammate with him is Aiden Sherrill. They both going to Alabama. They play a prolific prep.
Go ahead.
It might be. Yeah, so I know it's two for sure. You might be right. It might be a third, but they got a pretty good class. But no, Darion's just a pretty cool story because he came to us last year, ranked about 88 or something, 82, just kind of feeling himself because he used to be smaller, chubby kid a few years ago. And he just excelled and had a really, really great summer. He was top 10 in points and rebounding. He played every position for us, 1 through 4, 1 through 5. And he worked his way all the way up to number 8 in the nation. And it's just a cool story. And, you know, Mickey D's now and Jordan Gang, which is in New York in a couple, 3 weeks and everything else. So it was a really, really big time down here last night, just the whole setup at the Rockets Stadium and just the amount of talent was in here. NBA scouts, agents, just people you know in the business. It was pretty cool.
I got one question on Jaden Quaintance that you mentioned that Kentucky's he's headed to mm-hmm. Kentucky. Did he reclass and so he's in younger even though he's as big as he is or no? Is he okay?
That's true.
Jaden
Quaintance is he's a man, Chad. I think he's been looking like this, and he was about 14. Jaden Quaintance is only like 16.
That's what they said last night, and I was telling my wife that the dude's 16.
Yeah, Jaden Quaintance is still a kid off the court, but he's a big old boy and a very, very skilled guy. Daddy's tall, mother's tall, but yeah, Jaden Quaintance is very young. And, he's going to Kentucky early, and I think he'd do pretty well. Of course, you're going against grown Porter guys and fifth-year seniors, but he can hold his own.
How much has the – I don't know. I was telling John, you know, and I was like, you know, the McDonald's All-American game tonight and everything else, and, you know, we had Cooper Flagg in, who many think might be the first pick in the – a good chance of being the first pick in the 2025 draft. I just want to hurt. I'm asking you, clearly you have prospects that are in it. You go down to it. The Ronald McDonald House, they put on a show and everything else, but does it feel like luster, or at least the how much we pay attention to, how much has the transfer portal changed, how much we're watching that game? It feels like it doesn't get the love that it used to.
I would say you might be a tad right now. If you were at the game, all the who's were still here. in my world, you know, meaning. Now,
and the scouts.
The public, mm-hmm. Yeah, and the scouts. Because you got to think about, and this is a not to change your question, this is like a long week event, too, because everybody, including myself, is leaving today. A lot of people are already gone and headed to Indy to Geico and headed to the Final Four in USA and Phoenix. So it's like a whole week thing of this. They've been here since Friday. But I don't know. I think it's two sides of it, Jason and John. I'm not trying to say we're old, but I think because you got to understand the kids are on it so much because guys like Cooper Flagg and them and social media have made it bigger for the like teenage and elementary kids. They were lined up around the stadium yesterday. So maybe it's not as exciting to like the average sports fan like us and the people in their 30s and 40s and up or even 20s as it is for the people in the field and the younger kids. Because, I mean, Cooper Flags and all those guys, Ace Bailey, man, they were going crazy, those kids, last night.
Yeah, I mean.
And I couldn't even get John and Giannotto to watch the damn thing.
Say,
that's what I'm saying. Hurry.
I would say that I am an above-average fan. I would say I'm an above-average sports fan. So I just want to push back a little bit on the average. I'm going to go with above average. But I do think there's a possibility that just because there's a cause and effect. There's a ripple effect, right? High school basketball recruiting used to be like that's where everybody was, right? And now it's mm-hmm. like it's less
emphasized.
Well,
that hadn't changed for him because
the sport, right? The sport prioritizes has changed, not at the top, not the guys in those games, right?
And that's what I was just going to say, now to cut you off, John. If the question is about that game, because I know you're about to go with this, the Porter don't affect nobody that was in that game.
Right. They're all committed. They're all going to play somewhere immediately. No question about it. I'm just saying, in terms of the attention span, there are less. I mean, freshmen used to play. If you were a, let's just take Carl Schoenfant for example, right? Like there was a time where a number 120 ranked freshman was going to get on the court. You know what I mean? At a place like Memphis, it did happen. It had happened. It wasn't like it, but it was like you. There was a path. Now it's like no questions. Like you're not playing. You're not playing. And if you do, there's an emergency situation.
I agree with that, John. What you're saying is right, but I just think that example was a tad off. And you do great examples. I'm not debating with you here or going back and forth. I'm saying because I've been around this a long time, and I don't never think a 120 player just got that much praise at a high major. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, unless the team wasn't as great as it was supposed to be. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, a 120 of guy goes to, like, a mid-major and get love because he didn't pick them over some high majors because he's going to play. But I don't think you tell a 120 kid ever at a high major. And Memphis is a high major basketball program.
Right.
I don't think you say, oh, the top 20, 120 player in the nation, we got to promise some PT and all of it. I get where you're going.
No,
but
you're right.
120,
it's not quite that extreme. But, you know, like, how about this? How about top 90? You know, a top 90
Better
kid.
Example.
A
Better
top
example,
90
yeah.
kid. And now a top 90 kid, bro, if you're not in the top 15, don't even call my phone. Don't even worry about it because you ain't that. Not at a high major. I mean, maybe it can change with COVID years going away and everybody's not 25 anymore.
Yeah, now that'll help. This is the last year of COVID, so that should help some.
I mean, that really should. I mean, you know, because everybody won't be as old. I mean, there were old teams in college basketball, and you know, when Memphis got the number one recruiting class with James and DJ and all those guys. You know, but it was less pronounced. You know, you could still try to do that back then. You can't do it now, but I wonder if maybe the COVID year will get coaches back sort of immersed in the grassroots in a way that they haven't been the last couple. Are you expecting that? Like, even with sort of, I'm not talking about your top guys, but like maybe your sort of midline guys.
Well, I mean, I think it's more of a problem at the, like you say, the guys that are outside of the top 100. And I would say guys that don't play EYBL, because if you play EYBL, the college coaches are lined up deep around the corner still recruiting everybody. You see what I'm saying on the team? But outside of that, yeah, you're right. I do think taking the COVID thing away, I think guys are going to be old at times still, but at least they got a reason to be old. They didn't got hurt, not just old on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sticking around the grandpa check on purpose. But no, I think high school kids will reveal more. But you know what? This might sound crazy what I'm about to say, but I don't know what year it was. Maybe this was maybe the 70s or 80s when it was before Michael Jordan. Now, I might be taking y'all too deep here. When freshmen had their own lead in college. Like they
JV, basically, yeah.
Well, like Larry Finch.
You know, yeah, like you in the 70s.
Well, I'm saying it to say because I think it should go somewhat like, you know, like they should get to that, meaning you don't have to automatically play in it, but if you're playing less than 15 minutes a game, you should play in it. And the reason I say that is because no disrespect to the high school kids, if a college coach already have data on this one kid that has averaged 12 points and 8 rebounds, and now he can go by as your high school and your potential in college, you're going to lose out a lot anyway if you're not a top 15 kid. Exactly. You know, and so it's not your fault. You just haven't had the opportunity yet. So maybe some gets created with this thing over the next few years.
You were right, Hurt. I think it's just two from the McDonald's game. It's two from the McDonald's game that were committed to Alabama. You had Darion Reed, yours, and then Aiden Sherrill, you said. You know who the other name was that signed? I don't think he was in the game, Hurt. You can correct me if I'm wrong. But old Nas Cunningham. The guy that was at one time top five in the country, I think, or top 10,
number one at one point.
Why did he drop, Hurt? I ask you that for the Tigers fans. Listen, there was one point where, you know, Penny Hardaway hires Andy Boardman, who was head of that Cunningham's organization, the Wrens, and you were hoping, okay, well, maybe that means Boardman's gonna, you know, be able to bring Cunningham in here. Just I'm more curious about why did he drop? And I know players, this is not necessarily. You know, players go up, they go down all the time. But what happened with Nas?
Well, I think Nas, my opinion is, first of all, and I try to tell parents this all over Memphis who talk about rankings and third and fourth, fifth, seventh, eighth graders, you know, Jay, they so hype their kid is top five or ten. Well, the thing about getting ranked early is only one way to go.
Right.
There's only one way to go, and the more the pools open, because it opens more and more players, and they get to see. And sometimes if they rank you too early, the writers actually fall out of love of writing about you, and they're looking for a new story. So I see all of that, a mixture of that, and he did start off with a bad EYBL. When we played his team early on, when Darion wasn't ranked high, he was top 20, and all the other kids on the Wrens, Dylan Harper, that's how Darion and my boys blew up by playing him. And Darion got the best of him that game. And other kids, you know, Tyler Beasley, he was top 30 at the time. So he did get injured a little bit too, but I think he done came back. He just had a really good high school year, and that's the kind of when Alabama and people jumped back on him. And But I think, like I said, he had an early bad EYBL and some injuries, and then just a mixture of he was at the top so long.
Did the Cooper flag, the, you know, possible number one pick in the 2025 draft, did he, you know, what he showed you over those 4 days or what you saw of him? I watched him in that game last night. And again, now you're playing, you know, with the top 24 in the country, and he's a guy who reclassed, although, you know, to me, he stood out just as much as anybody. Did he just back up everything that you already thought about him, you know, seeing him in that atmosphere in Houston?
Well, you know, I'm a tough critic, you know. I'm going to say a tough evaluator. I'm not a critic. And I have seen Cooper play in the EYBL, so I've been watching about 2 years. I've been to Mount Verd games and everything like that, you know, as far as recruiting scouts, et cetera, and big tournaments. I only been here a day and a half. You know, I have to work and stuff, so I can't just come out here
four or five days.
But I will say this, though, and I know this is not a popular opinion. For as good as I know he is, you know, so I went at all the practice. I don't think he was great last night. For what they're saying, like he's the automatic number. Now, granted, this is the McDonald game. Some people don't do well in All-Star games, but I don't know. I know Ace Bailey and them was trying to go at him. I think Ace had better practice than him, is all online. But I think he was good last night, but I don't think he was one of the top 3 to 5 players in that game as if we just going by one night. Like if I had the draft, I probably would still take him first. But are we only going by last? What did you see on the TV, Jason? I know your son probably was excited. Did you think he was dominant? I could be a little off from
him. Your point, there were other performances that were way more dominant in terms of the other guys there that night. But the one thing I thought was, again, you're talking about somebody that reclassified, so he's younger, like your boy Quaintance. Like, he's younger than everybody else. And then when it came to making the right play, right, they weren't giving the ball to him to go score 30. But when it came to making the right play, the outlet passes and everything else, like, you saw what you needed to see. I'm like you. I didn't come away from, wow, yes, that's the number one player, because, again, he didn't get the ball and shots. But I thought, you know, in terms of decision-making and everything else, man, it's what you want to see. I mean, he's as legit as they come.
Yeah, I can take that from you. I guess where I try to be, I'm hard on him a little bit is.
You've seen him a lot more than me, though. So you've seen the great, you've seen the, you know, the triple doubles and everything else. So seeing last night, I can get where you're coming from, because it wasn't that.
Yeah, and then when you start saying people are, no matter how old they are, they're the number one pick, they're head above everybody. Like, think about this, Jason, and it's a kid here I can't talk about on air, but when you start saying, when I say, describe how great Cooper did last night, and you got to start bragging on outlet passes, well, it wasn't.
Again, you got to get them other brothers, man, you got to get them to pass you the ball. That's a hard, I would imagine that's a hard thing to do, and then you got probably a lot of hate up in there. Like, that's a situation where it is, I mean, you're one of the, you know, few white guys, too. That's just a situation where I imagine it's hard to just come in there and dominate like you have for your EYBL team, who's going to give you the ball on every time down. But
you know what I saw last night? I actually saw a kid also that I said he probably better in the system. You got to understand, Mount Verde 30-0. Nobody has really challenged him. Like it was guys I've been hearing all week been going at him.
Oh, I already know. Trying to move up. I'm sure they all were going at him. I figured they were all trying to test him. All right, tell us about the young man. I think it's class of 2026, Coach. Looked like top 10, Mr. Funches, that you've added. Is that public knowledge now? I thought on y'all's Instagram. Mississippi, right?
Yeah. Sam Funches, he's number one center in the class, 6'11", top 10 in the class. He'll be headed to Phoenix, the USA, here tomorrow. So been had a relationship with his family on and off the last 2-3 years, and we have pretty much got the top player in Mississippi the last 5 years. And, you know, he was the one that we hadn't got. But, you know, his family came together, and timing is everything. And I think he will be really big in that 26 class for us. But he's phenomenal for a big man, really skilled. His daddy played at UConn back in the day, Big Sam. He was a highly rated guy coming out of Mississippi. He's pretty tall. And for us, we don't care about status or standards, but with adding him, that would be like 5-6 straight years we would have a 5-star consecutive classes. And you know, that's an honor, because too many people haven't done that. So they just show our hard work of the staff and just the program status, and everything is continuing to go in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Very impressive.
I know you pretty well, because you're coming here every Wednesday, and usually you have a cologne. We've talked about your vast collection of fragrance and how serious you take that. So as a man who is, you know, again, very very up on the smell good, will you be purchasing the Penny Hardaway candle that is now available at the Tiger Bookstore?
You know what? I actually just saw that probably an hour ago. And I was a little confused at first. I had to watch it a couple times.
Don't do that.
That was Brad trying to confuse you on one of our sound effects. That was Penny.
Stop asking me stupid f***ing questions.
I was confused. Like you said, the candles smell good all day. But long story short, I'm going to try it, because I know when Penny put his name behind something, it will be a great quality. I'm not a big candle guy I am a cologne guy, but I definitely give it a try. Like if y'all was to have a candle or something, I support local stuff.
Thank you.
Why not support, you know, the best player ever from Memphis, arguably the best coach, you know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't I try? I'm sure he would do something well with the candles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can put it by the tub, Herb.
See, I'm not a tub guy. I don't want to change the subject. I would just put it in the kitchen when I'm cleaning and eating, and maybe, you know, something like that with my daughter having a date, you know. But I'm not a tub. I'm more of a shower guy. I'm not a tub guy.
Got you. All right. Yeah. So
I don't know what this is becoming, but I'm a sports.
No, I mean, look, it's a candle, bro. I mean, it's a candle. I mean,
hey, man, we're gonna live through you while you're in Phoenix at the Final Four. John's gonna join you out there next year in San Antonio, but this year we're gonna live vicariously through you being out in Phoenix, man.
And there's gonna be a candle waiting on you when you get back, and it smells like the NCAA tournament. in 2025.
Oh, I got you.
That's what it's. That's the smell. That's the fragrance. Thanks, Hurd.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, y'all.
Safe travels. Yes, sir.
He is Norton Hurd, the fourth team Thad, program director and coach. Yeah. There is a candle out there that is Penny Hardaway themed.
Y'all, for real? Penny, there's
it's available at the Tiger Bookstore.
It just broke today.
Yeah.
Like,
just
what's it smell up. Like?
I don't know. I have to. I'd have to. It depends. Is it, you know, the Texas A&M edition of Penny or the Rice version? Because if it smells like the Texas A&M version, it's like, man, this is smelling real good. And if it's the Rice version, it smells like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A Penny candle. Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, you know, hey. If it's anything like Penny, it will probably change. It will change smells. It will go from good to bad to good again. Yeah. From bad to good. I mean, you just have to light that thing to find out, brother. Mm-hmm. You never know. You never know, man. You never know. All proceeds benefit the David Jones Foundation. I'm just kidding.
Hey.
It's probably true. NIL Foundation.
Don't do that.
But no, you can buy the candles now at Tiger Bookstore. So. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Are you an originator? I mean, if you are, you need to tell me right now. You need to tell me right now. I need to come clean if you're an originator, if you've been hiding this whole time. Because Grizz Bucks is 12.5 at some spots. So I need to know. I need to know if you're an originator or what, man.
So I'm shocked that hasn't come down more.
Well, it's cut down from 13.5.
Only a point.
But that's a lot.
No, I need Middleton's out.
Yeah, people do a lot to get a point, all right? Points
should
matter.
Be at least 1.5, 2 points.
Is that what, so what do you make the number?
By a tip, it will be 11.5.
Well, no.
It will come down 2 points.
I don't want you to tell me what the mark's going to do. Tell me what Jason Smith makes the number, Bucks, Grizzlies, no Middleton, no Bane, no Lillard, no Bev.
10.5.
Okay, so you think there's 2.5 points of value. Or 2 points of value.
Yeah, you're taking two more starters out.
Yeah, you think there's 2 points of value right now on Grizz plus 12.5 minus 105.
Yes.
Okay. Right, well,
it's my book. It's my book. It's my home. It's my rules, my book.
Now, there was one when you made the Dominican, you made the Dominican 34.5 point underdogs?
The book closed that
we
for a while.
Finally,
we reopened.
You got enough liquidity.
And then, the NFL playoffs were good to us last year,
That's true.
You remember.
That's right.
I was beating the pros.
That's right, you were. Mm-hmm. The book reopened.
That's right.
Good run for Jason's book over there. So there you go. We'll be monitoring that. We'll be monitoring that one tonight. Can Jason cover the number?
Can you thank our guests, please?
Oh yeah, thanks to Norton Hurd IV for joining us on the show. Thanks to Mark Giannotto,
thank you.
Who's up next with Giannotto and Jeffrey. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.